This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, why are people adding and taking away S's at the end of shop names or putting the in front of band names when they're not there? James the PI tells us the story of a secret eater and we pranked Five Sauce real good. It's Scott on Radio 1 and that is Sigrid. That still sounds amazing on the radio, that. As Strangers. I also am in love with High Five, my tune of the week from last week.
We need to learn that bit of the Sigrid song, though. You know, running up in a tree.
Whoop!
Yeah, but the whole bit before it. Because I think if you can nail that, I don't think it's too hard to do. It could sound really good.
Weirdly, when you mentioned that the other day, I actually looked up the lyrics and it's quite simple.
It's quite simple, but
it's not as hard as you think. So therefore, at a party, you could whoop that out. Whoop!
Yeah.
And people would be amazed by it.
Well, someone will be.
But yeah, someone somewhere that knows that song will be like, oh my God, it's the bit in Sigrid Strangers where she goes, whoop!
Yeah.
But actually, quite easy to learn. Let's try. Let's both make an effort to do it by next week.
Great.
Or even tomorrow. I can write that down.
I don't know if I can make tomorrow work for that.
All right, next week then.
You're not here tomorrow either, so not can you.
Hello, Lizzie from Cambridgeshire, who says, can you please at Radio 1 teach your colleagues at Radio 2 about band names? Well, I don't even know where you're listening to that, but yeah. Apparently when they play Blossoms, they say, and here's the Blossoms on Radio 2.
Here's the Stormzy.
Yeah. It's like people that go, the Foo Fighters. It's just Foo Fighters.
Mm.
The Arctic Monkeys. The Wolf Alice.
Or they miss off the S in the end. The Arctic Monkey.
Or they add an S. Here's the Craig Davids. So coming up, I've got the Sia and the Calvin Harris. And now, this works. The Weeknd.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Mind blown. Chris just realised that it's not Tesco's, but Tesco.
Do you know what? Someone just texted this in, saying it really annoys people. Jack in Nottingham, adding an S to things, just nipping to Tesco's, it's Tesco. I honestly didn't know that.
Like it's Marks and Spencer.
Right. I thought it's Spencer's.
Which has blown everyone's mind here. They're like, well, there's definitely an S on the end, apostrophe S. Look at the sign.
Is that definitely true?
Marks and Spencer.
Spencer, who's that then, I wonder? And why has Mark got an S on? Do you know what I mean? There's questions there.
Yeah. Well, I think it's someone called Marks and someone called Spencer, actually. Right, this Sigrid thing.
Oh.
This Sigrid thing, we've absolutely nailed.
Oh, it didn't take long.
Right, we were saying, oh, let's do it next week because homework and we're not great at that. But I think we've got it, Chris. Easier than you think. Think we got it, but we made up a dream. Because we got a pretty look of what we could be. Whoop!
I don't want you, all you want is someone. Going home together to forget we're alone. Whoop.
See, impressive at parties, nailed it.
Scott Mills.
Sorry, going back to what we were talking about, it isn't a guy called Mark and another one called Spencer.
No, it's Mark.
Because of the S, it's Mark, yeah.
And Spencer.
So it turns out that's Michael Marks.
Yes.
Full names. It's weird when you hear the full names, isn't it?
Yes.
Michael Marks and Thomas Spencer.
And what? How did they know each other?
Well, I don't know. I assume they were lovers or something and set up shop.
Two gay men.
Yeah, I'd assume so, yeah.
I just made that up, by the way. But I do like making up backstories about people if you don't know them.
I don't know.
Oh, here you are, they're from Leeds.
Yeah.
No, not lovers, I don't think. Do you ever do that, though, when you see people, like on the train or whatever, or bus? You're like, right, well, her name's Sue, and she's married to a guy called Mark.
Oh, you make your own, like, soap opera.
Yeah, they've got two kids. I think they live in Worcester, and she works at Wilco on the Tills. I just like to make up backstories if I don't know them.
Scott Mills.
James the private investigator has so many stories from his incredible real-life job as a spy, and you love to hear them every Thursday afternoon at 1:40. He spies on the dirty, dirty cheats of the world. He bugs people. He sweeps people's houses for bugs, puts tracking devices on people's cars. All of it Hello, James.
Hello. Thank you for that amazing introduction.
Did you like that?
That's good.
So today, we've got a story about eating.
Yes.
Because eating is cheating.
Eating can often be misconstrued as cheating in some instances.
So what's this all about?
So this week has been a bit different from the usual bread and butter of surveillance. I was hired by a lady who wanted me to follow her husband. Fairly standard.
Right. Oh, he's not having an affair, was he?
Well, this is not what you might think. I thought they're the same thing when she called me husband, blah, blah, blah. But no, it turns out he's on a very strict diet plan and she wanted me to follow him to make sure he wasn't secret eating. That's the thing, apparently.
That is ridiculous.
That's someone with a little bit too much money. Can you follow my husband and see if he's having, like, cheeky fast food on the side?
Yeah, I mean, it was easy for me. It was just an easy day.
Give us the backstory here. So she has been told by her husband that he's strictly salad, he's on the cabbage, that's it.
Yeah,
but she suspects differently.
Yeah, I mean, you know what this is like, Scott, trying to eat healthy. It's really hard. You've been doing really well.
Thank you. It is hard, though, because at Radio 1, people like Chris and Maya Jammer keep ordering, like, pizzas and fried chicken and that, and I just have to look at them, and my mouth is a-watering, but I don't give in.
To be fair, every time I've seen you, including today, you're eating some kind of salad or fish-based.
Sometimes
healthiness.
It's a green bean.
Just a single green bean.
Sometimes it's a bit of kale, if I'm lucky, a bit of broccoli.
So you can see why people do secret eat.
Oh, right, here's the thing. I have now, because I'm doing this, I have specific dreams about things that I want, and I'm addicted to jelly.
Oh.
Do you know about this?
No.
This is a massive ho. But because I want something sweet so much, because I'm on this mad diet, I make a jelly every day from a sachet and put it in the fridge.
Right, fine.
And then I can have the whole thing because that's allowed.
But the jelly is sugar, right? So no, that's what you're craving.
Yeah, it is, but it's no sugar jelly.
Then what?
What's the point?
It's water.
No, it still tastes sweet, and that's all I want. It's that sweet taste.
Okay,
but
fine.
It's not.
So Scott's on the jelly, but the point is he's not under investigation here. This lady has got her husband followed. I assume it's a hard thing to keep secret because he would be getting fatter.
Well, this is it. I think he just started a new diet regime and she was very much in control of it, making sure he was sticking to it for whatever reason. But he was certainly cheating in his diet plan. And I followed him last week and on his lunch break from work, he actually snuck off somewhere for a little bit of secret eating, which wasn't on the schedule.
What are we talking here?
He went to KFC.
Right, okay.
Other
okay.
What, so you're following him? She wants pictures of him, like, what, tucking into the fried chicken?
Yeah, so I updated her. I texted her and said, like, he's just gone to KFC on his lunch break.
This is ridiculous. This woman sounds like the worst person ever. Like, I'm just putting it out there.
Get her on.
That, what a ridiculous, ridiculous thing to do. The lack of trust, but let alone, like, I sometimes struggle with the ethics of people being followed just because of cheating and stuff like that, let alone over what he's eating for his lunch. Could have just been a boneless banquet, for one.
Could have
something light.
Protein.
So he's like, hello, wife, I'm having some chicken and salad, and she's like, mm-mm-mm, I can smell that donut on your breath.
But she can't get any proof, so now she's got James the PI following. Do you ever do that thing where you dress up as someone who's given out free samples of pizza? Is that you?
No, that's
Is that a
brilliant
private
idea.
Investigator, like, testing you?
That's a brilliant
like,
idea.
Slice of pizza?
Yeah.
Right, I need to know more about this, James. Wait right there. More after this. Scott Mills. Tom and Hinkley's been on. I know you've been cheating. I can see the KFC gravy on your collar. It's the kind of thing that would happen. So James the PI is with us. And he's been hired by a lady to spy on her husband, who she suspects is cheating on his diet. But surely, if she wanted to track what he was eating, she could just, like, make his lunch for him. So what was he doing with those?
Throwing them away. Literally throwing them away outside the back of the office.
Legend.
Did you see him put them in the bin?
Yeah, I've got pictures of him. Literally just lobbing it in, emptying the Tupperware in the bin and then just, like, pretending.
Mate, he's probably having such a hard time that his only little release is that fried chicken, slice of pizza here or there. What, you know,
I'm
whatever.
On his side.
No, I can relate. Here's the thing.
To the,
right?
To the wife?
Yeah, can I relate?
You can see both sides to it.
I can see both sides because I have been guilty of this before, and sometimes you just need someone to tell you, like an intervention. I mean, I think hiring a private investigator is too far. But I, do you remember 2 years ago? Oh, you probably don't remember because all my diets go into one. But I was on a very clean eating diet for a while. Mm. And I told all you lot that I was literally... And by the way, this time I really am. But I used to go really off-piste sometimes. And there was a really low moment where I wish I'd had someone like James to tell me or to take pictures of me to force me to stop.
Maybe that's something I should do. I should offer a service where I just follow people around.
See, here's the thing. I told everyone I was dieting. And then, and this happened over several nights, I would wake up in the morning... And there were, well, the worst night, there were 9 Milky Bar yogurts all around me, some of them in the bed.
And it's the Cheesemus burgers and things like that.
Right, yeah, but that's fine, that's Christmas. Imagine waking up to 9 empty pots, some of them in the bed. You need help.
All yours?
All of mine, yeah.
Wow.
But then I'm at work the next day going, yep, I'm still dieting. And you all believe me at the time. I needed someone to intervene there and go... Get rid of those yogurts. It was happening, I think it was 5 nights on the trot.
Were you taking photos and videos and stuff like that?
Yeah, so we were treating it as if he was having an affair, essentially. It's the same setup.
With food.
With food. Yeah. But we was getting all the pictures we needed. And I thought when I told the wife that he snuck off to KFC and that wasn't allowed, that she would call off the surveillance operation, say, right, that's it, I knew it, blah, blah, blah. But she didn't. She wanted me to carry on into the evening as well, because she was going out.
You must have thought, what a ridiculous job. Someone's paying me for this.
Yeah, I mean, good money as well.
Yeah. So what else did you find?
Did you have to go into the same restaurant as him and see what he was ordering? Like, did you have to order food yourself next to him?
Well, I was outside and he went into KFC and I texted the client and said, he's just gone into KFC. And she was like,
mad.
Right, I need to know what he's eating. I was like, sorry? She's like, I need to know exactly what he's eating so I can work out the calories. So I did have to go in and try and listen to what he was ordering.
This is unbelievable. There'll be people listening to this shocked that this kind of thing goes on.
Also, good luck in finding anything low calorie in there. That's not why you go. Come on, let's be honest.
Could have a wrap.
Mate, that's still like 600-700 at least. Add the chips, you're talking over 1,000.
I had 2 Royale chickens last night. Obviously not called that, but I've had to change it because Radio 1.
You know when you go for like a run and it's like, oh, I've done like an hour? That's like 400 calories. That's like, what, 2 Kit Kats?
Mate, you can't go through your life thinking like that, though. I'm all for exercise and sort of diet choices and trying to eat healthy, but it's when you're obsessed with it. That's too far, I think.
I don't know what you mean.
So it's when you're obsessed with it and when you've got a private investigator following you around. Mm. So apart from cheating and eating, is there anything else ridiculous that you've had to follow people around for? The eating one must have been one of the weirdest ones.
It must be up there.
Yeah, it's one of the most bizarre. Well, I had that lady, didn't I, that asked me to do surveillance on her cat before because she thought it was, again,
loose.
Secret eating.
Oh.
She thought it was being fed by a second family.
Oh, my God. So weird.
Fat cats. That's amazing.
So, do you know how it ended up with the secret eater?
Yeah, he had a takeaway delivered to the house as well that night.
Did he? When she was away?
She went out.
Yeah. And what did he get?
I think it was a curry, but I couldn't be sure. I couldn't assume.
I wish we could get this guy off.
James, as always, we love your stories. That was one of the more bizarre. I hear next week you might bring in somebody else.
Yeah, I might see if one of my colleagues are available. This is a colleague that I use a lot, and a lot of the time she has to pretend to be my partner when we go undercover places.
Oh, right, oh, so wow. You act as a couple.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Does she have a spy name? Is it like...
Ivana Humperlot?
We can give her a spy name if you like, because I'd like to change her name for the purpose.
Okay.
If anyone would like to start that process now and can think of a decent spy name for James the PI's colleague, we can put them to her next week.
Yes.
Lots to think on there. Excited for next week.
And excited to meet Plenty O'Toole, or whatever we call her, this time next week. Thank you, James.
Pleasure.
And remember,
cheating doesn't take a day off.
And eating is cheating.
Scott Mills.
Going back to James the PI, there's a few suggestions that we can offer up to his assistant, which we can say.
So a lady is coming in, a female operative. Sometimes they go out together on dates, like pretending to be a couple to spy on people. So that sometimes they pretend they're together. I don't know how that works. I guess it's like sometimes easier in pairs. I don't know. We'll find out next week.
Espionage, which I think is meant to be a bit like espionage.
Yes, it is. I quite like that.
Spy McSpy face. And there's a few variations of that, but I quite like someone who's just texted in saying spy face.
Why don't we just call her spy face? Or Miss Spy Face?
Miss Spy Face.
Right, Miss Spyface.
That works.
Yeah. James the PI and Miss Spyface joining us next week, Thursday at 1:40.
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I feel a bit bad about what we did to 5 Seconds of Summer. If you missed it, it's coming up at 3:10. Scott in Cardiff.
Yes!
Okay, so you are delivering all the parcels at the moment, but tomorrow, that's when the fun starts. Am I right, Scott?
You are correct.
What's happening?
We're going to Dublin for a spike do.
Oh, okay. Is it all Welsh lads?
It is indeed.
Okay, good. Got your shirts planned?
Yeah, horrific shirts planned.
Okay. Oh, well, I like those
talk
nights.
Talk me through those, please.
Well, I've gone for a horrifically bad Hawaiian shirt. My mate's gone for a sick silk gold shirt.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad.
So that's that's what you're doing that night. You're all going out in dreadful shirts. So if anyone's listening now and sees you out,
And you're going to Dublin, right?
Yes, that's right.
I bet your flight's like a ridiculous time tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
5 a.m. Yes, 5 a.m.
Although when you meet at the airport for a stag do or a hen pie, it is loads of fun, isn't it?
It is good.
It's like there's an element of freedom that you rarely experience.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you know.
3 a.m. tomorrow.
3 a.m. lush. I don't know. Last week, Chris kind of wore a Hawaiian shirt and thought he was bang on trend. He thought he looked like Harry Styles, but he didn't.
I seen that.
Yeah.
What do you think? It wasn't the best, Chris.
No? Do you know what? I wore that in the pub.
I know.
And people were, unless I was being paranoid about it, people were laughing at me.
Right.
Which I didn't mind because I was like, well, maybe that's just how it feels like to be Harry Styles or someone. Like, see, if you're going to wear those clothes, you will get laughed at by some people.
I don't think people are laughing at him. See, Scott, I bought that shirt for him and he's going to wear it from now on. Like, so if you see Chris out anywhere, be like, oh, nice shirt, because he will wear it again. It's a red number with parrots on.
Bit of encouragement.
All right, here's what I've got for you today.
Oh, chill. Big
Tim. Big, right?
Big Tim.
Nelly, Just a Dream.
That's a big tune, that.
That is a big tune, and you know how much I love that song as well, Scott, didn't you?
So good. And forgotten about, I think.
Oh, Scott, but I'm hoping I can win today, because I could win the week with this one, so.
Oh, okay.
Big banger, this one. This is Roy Davis Jr.
That is a good song.
And Gabriel.
Oh.
Two different ones
it's
today.
Tough.
Okay.
It's tough.
Nice. Scott, it's over to you.
It's a tough one, you know. But I think, sorry, Chris, I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Lads.
One. In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Look at this. It's incredible.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Dinosaurs for the whole family.
That's the tagline, right?
Yes.
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, I have much more than 80 typewriters. I invented that dinosaur.
We gotta step it up.
And Ali Plum.
I give it 5 plums, which are like stars.
Movies with Ali Plum.
Download it now from wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh no, the Rozzers are coming.
It's actually...
Or in Wales, Headloo.
Yes, the Headloo are on the way.
Yeah.
I've also informed the Border Force at Dublin International Airport.
They won't be going on their stag do. They'll be stopped. I don't agree. I thought that sounded amazing. Really summery.
It did. Don't get me wrong. Any other time, I would say that is a wonderful choice. But
people feeling
Gabriel.
Very strongly about Gabriel today.
Scott Mills.
5 Seconds of Summer. You may have heard this morning with Grimmy. We got them good. And now I feel a bit bad. Because when they found out that it was a prank, it was a frosty atmosphere. There was a Siberian wind a-blowing in here.
I don't feel that bad, though, only because so many people seem to enjoy this morning, which is a good result.
Okay, so we tell 5 Seconds of Summer we are live on Radio 1. They don't know any different. As far as they're concerned, we're on the radio, okay? There's even an on-air light, which we managed to jam on, but we weren't on air at all. So we start, we do an interview, it's all good. They're in a really good mood, a really good place, and not seen them for ages. And then I'm like, okay, let's play two of your tracks. And then me and Chris decide to nip out. This was all planned, and they didn't know. So this is the moment me and Chris had to call our producer to tell him we're stuck in a lift. But we're not, we're listening and watching everything that they're doing in the studio next door. They can't see us. Now remember, the producer is in on this, and the band can't actually hear this call from supposedly the lift. So I don't really know why all the acting is on so much, because the band could never hear this.
There's a slight problem. We're on the sixth floor and we're not moving, like the lift is stuck. So,
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to do. Six, between six and seven, we've just pressed the button and it's not, there's no one coming. I don't know, like I've literally pressed the button, but
maybe play another song and we'll be back.
Maybe play another one. Play another song. Okay. Sorry, I don't know. Yeah, play another song.
Play another song.
All right, okay. Sorry, thank you, bye.
Do you know what that is, Chris?
Well, that's quality acting.
That is years of experience.
That's
Hollyoaks.
Rada.
Hollyoaks, The Bill, Casualty.
Yeah.
Skins. I've been in them all.
It was almost slightly unnecessary, but it set a good tone because there was a lot of acting that needed to be done as part of this.
Oh, also, do you know, if you ask your smart speaker, who I am, not that I've done that, it says occasional actor. I was so pleased with that.
You've definitely done that.
But how would I get into her?
What do you mean?
Alexa, how would I be like, oh, can you say, like, make it say
who
occasional
am I?
Actor? No, I have, of
who
course I've
I?
Done that, yeah.
Tell me who I am.
I've shown my mum how to use
tell
it.
Tell me how good I am.
It says occasional actor, and I'm on IMDb, so it must be.
All right, so back to the prank.
Right, so right now, 5sauce legit think they are on air, 100%. The music is running out. And it's time for them to do their first turn. Remember, they are not live.
And we are back on BBC Radio 1. And they're stuck in the lift. So it's 5 Seconds of Summer here.
We're taking over.
We're taking over, and we have no idea what we're doing with any of these buttons. They've really thrown this on us.
But so we got some guys fixing the lift.
Wait, where's Scott?
He's stuck in the lift.
Oh, no.
That's what I've heard.
How do you get stuck in a lift?
That's what I'm not sure. So maybe they pressed some buttons.
All right, I guess we'll just interview us then.
I'm really happy, Michael, that you know you left 5 Seconds of Summer and you got yourself a radio job, which is fantastic. That's,
you know what? It actually pays better than being in the band. Let's play some more music.
What do you got?
I got Sorry, Justin Bieber.
Here we go.
Actually not bad, is it really? Like when you're put on the spot like that, it's all right.
They genuinely think they're live on Radio 1 at this point.
So, you know, a bit of stress, a bit of anxiety in the studio. They don't really know what they're doing. They don't know what these buttons do. And do you know what happens? When you're an Australian band and you're stressed and under pressure, suddenly you develop an American accent. That's what happens. So me and Chris were watching all of this unfold from another studio, even though they think we're in the lift. And, well, my stress levels were also high.
I hate it. Do you hate it? I hate it. Do you hate it? Are you okay, hon?
I don't know.
I'm not okay.
And then it was time for us to call the studio and go on air with 5sauce, but we're not on air. Also, you'll find there's a lot of inconsistencies in our story, but they still had no idea that we were in the studio next door and that they weren't on air. As far as they're concerned, they are 100% live on Radio 1.
All right. So they're still stuck in the lift. Are you guys there? I think we got them on the phone.
Hello, I'm so sorry.
This is coming out of your paycheck. What's happened?
Right, so we pressed the button and we spoke to a guy and he's like, well, they're coming to us in the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, they promised us we'll be there for, they've said 5 minutes. They said that 5 minutes ago. So now we're just waiting. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you very much.
We can't even hear it.
We can't even hear you
because we're in a different lift. Like, they're playing a different station.
Oh.
So uncomfortable.
Okay, right, listen. I think they're coming, so... back soon.
We'll
carry
be back
on.
Soon.
All right. Full of holes, that story. Full of holes. But I think they bought it. And then... which you're about to hear, we totally took it up a gear. They had to go over to Newsbeat for the news, and we had chucked in some really fake news. That's next.
Scott Mills.
Will in Hartford says, this is really funny, and hello Rhiannon, who says, Fife Sauce are my boys. I've always been a favourite of theirs, and they love me, and I love them. I think she's met them a few times.
She was a favourite of theirs.
Initially, that's what she thinks. Yeah. Initially, she was nervous about our plans, but now thinks it's legendary.
Mm.
Okay, so Fife Sauce think they are on air and that we are stuck in a lift. Both not true. We're watching them and listening to them next door, seeing how they cope with the situation. Right, so now we take it up a gear. Ashton, by the way, was in on this the whole time. Only one of them. He is also a good actor.
Yeah, because we thought he could just help the whole thing along, convince the others.
So now they had to go over to Newsbeat and a very interesting top story, which I hope they liked.
One Direction make a big announcement. Our top story, and it's good news for One Direction fans. It's been confirmed the band's getting back together. They took a break in 2015 to concentrate on solo projects, but now say they're ready to reform because there are no good boy bands left in the world. They've already started work on a new album. So how does Harry Styles feel about it?
It was very exciting. I mean, it was nerve-wracking also. I'm pretty excited to have a job again.
Ah, because there are no good boy bands left in the world. That was quite cruel.
And seeing their reactions is amazing.
Like, what? Yeah, you'll see this all over your socials. So... the news about One Direction came in. They had that to deal with. And we even put some callers on as well. Obviously, these callers weren't real because you couldn't call in because they weren't on air, so you wouldn't know to call in.
Mm.
But the callers did have quite weird questions.
Hello there. It's 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh.
Back on BBC Radio 1. we have a caller on the line. I think her name's Steph. Steph, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry that it's 5 Seconds of Summer and not the usual radio.
No, it's okay. I can just ask you the question. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Hit me.
Okay, excellent. So I want to buy a new dog or get a dog, and I'm not quite sure what dog to get. So I think it's quite important that they have a good bark. So what do you think makes a good bark? And if you're able to, could you just give me examples of the bark that you think is good?
Yeah, like throwing me under the bus here, Steph.
That's for everyone.
You know, I had a Doberman when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
And its name was ZZ, and it used to be able to jump 6-foot fences, but it would bark at the neighbors. It was very like a sloppy bark. It was very like...
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Ashton.
I love that we could control the callers with this, though.
Yeah, it was all in our control. Mm. They even had fake texts coming into the studio, which they read out. Who'd have thought that someone from Australia would not know how to pronounce Norfolk?
I've got a... So it says from Mike Oxford... farming in Norfolk. I don't know how to say that. It says, it's more of a comment. Callum and Luke, you guys are proper decent. Callum and Luke, you guys are proper decent at this. You two could be the new Scott and Chris. Callum is Scott, Luke is Chris. The other two guys are all right, I guess.
Wow, thank you for the uplifting.
That's lovely.
Confidence.
Thanks, Mike. Oxford farming in Norfolk.
Norfolk. And then the worst moment, which I hated, because you know I hate confrontation of any kind. Me and Chris had to go back into the studio because we felt we'd done enough. And time was running on and on and on. And I was like, we've got to go and help them because they still think they're alive. So we did another fake link and then had to break the news that there was no broken lift. Oh, and that Ashton was in on the whole thing as well. Also, I need to tell you that there was no lift.
Oh.
Great. Well, thanks for the stress, man. We have a show tonight. And
There's actually a text here from Lewis in Swansea who says, I know Scott loves a day off, but this is ridiculous. So thanks.
So,
you lied to us.
Yeah.
I'm so anxious. I don't know what's happening.
Let's just
break it to
one
you.
One of the band might know.
One of you knows what's been going on.
I knew it was Ashton, man.
You're not.
He's the mole.
Is he the mole?
I don't know anything. You boys aren't actually on Radio 1 at the moment.
We're not on.
It keeps us on our toes, though.
Well, yeah, but it's just a stressful situation.
It was very...
I think everyone needs to relax.
But thank you so much.
Thank you very much. 5 seconds of summer.
What are you looking at?
I'm sorry that happened. Ashton?
I don't trust Ashton anymore.
I don't trust Ashton anymore. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, God, now we've caused a rift in the band as well.
Radio 1 broke up Five Sauce.
Right, great.
No!
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow you've got Matt, Gemma and Pam, and I'm back on Monday at 1. Scott Mills.